Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our spring membership drive. We'll get back to that in a minute. The kitchen can be a hectic place for sure. It's one of the most used rooms in the house and a room families depend on like no other. Well, maybe not, but like most others. To bring organization into our kitchens and into our recipes for that matter is no small task. Joining us today is Faith Durand, who from her home in Columbus is the executive editor of The Kitchen. That's a daily web publication about home cooking. She's also co-author of The Kitchen Cookbook. I should say the James Beard Award-winning The Kitchen Cookbook. Welcome to the show, Faith.
It's great to be here, Anne.
You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer, we'll send you Faith Durand's book, The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. This beautiful book comes with from the award-winning cooking site The Kitchen and includes 150 recipes and 50 essential cooking techniques. It will inspire you to cook. It will help you set up, organize, and stock your kitchen. That's $10 a month as a sustainer, withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. So go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and make that pledge of support right now, because people like Faith Durand, we're lucky to have her here. I would have her on the show if she was in California. If she was, I don't know how far away you'd have to be before I wouldn't want you to join us on the show because of The Kitchen Cookbook. It's so fantastic.
Aw, thank you, Anne.
I'm glad you got the recognition of the James Beard Award. That had to be pretty exciting.
We were pretty thrilled. That was quite a surprise. It was awesome.
But here you are in Clintonville.
Yes.
You know, you've been on the show several times now, and you co-wrote the book with Sarah Kate Gillingham. She's the other editor or founder
of the founding
kitchen.
Editor of The Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. But yeah, this book, it was quite a time in the making. I feel like it really came out of the many years of The Kitchen, just serving people kind of day in and day out with just what's for dinner tonight. I mean, that's the question we're all asking.
What's the overarching philosophy of The Kitchen?
Just that, you know, we're all living life in our homes, and really life in our homes starts in the kitchen. It's where you cook. It's where you eat. It's where you talk about whatever happened that day with your kids or your partner or your roommate. And we just really want to facilitate that good life that happens in the kitchen.
If you have a question or comment for Faith Durand, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And for our listeners, is there anything about your kitchen that holds you back from cooking more? Or is there a feature of your kitchen that you think makes cooking easier, more fun? What are kitchen tools you couldn't live without or that you have questions about? How do you plan ahead for meals? These are the questions we want to talk about today. And if you have some ideas to share or some concerns or questions or roadblocks, give us a call. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Okay, so let's talk about something that kind of stymies a lot of people. I don't like a lot of salad dressings in my refrigerator. I don't have a lot. I feel badly about that sometimes when people are used to using prepared salad dressings, commercially prepared. But they're so easy to make on the fly that we have to talk about that.
Yeah, that's right. And we're heading into the best time of year for salads. Spring greens, a lot of greens people think are summer vegetables, but they're not. They're early spring. My in-laws have this huge garden just over by Riverside Hospital, and they are just now harvesting their first beautiful spring greens. It's the best time of year.
Did they have them covered up?
Yeah, they have these little hoop houses.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's like a little farm in their backyard.
Yeah, even despite the snow.
Oh, yeah, right through the snow. Greens are so good when it's cold outside. So that's the thing you should look for at the very first markets of the year. Go get all the greens you can get and then have some salad dressing, some really great salad dressings ready to go.
What's your basic?
Oh, man. I mean, the most basic, of course, is just a basic vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. You start with a really big bowl. So you can't dress a salad in a little bowl. You need a huge bowl. You drizzle in a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of
And this is before you put any of
before you put any greens. Yeah. You don't want to put the greens in the bowl first. You put the salad dressing in the bowl first. Whisk it up, maybe add a little salt and pepper, then you put in your greens. And you got to use your hands or tongs. Don't use like a fork or spoon. They'll just mash the greens. You just toss it really lightly. But if you, you know, like watch a restaurant, how they dress the salad. They use these huge bowls. If you go to North Star, they use these huge bowls to dress your salad. That lets the dressing really coat the greens. And then you don't need much dressing. You only want like a tablespoon at the most for like a huge bowl of greens.
One of my favorite things about harvest is that they don't overdress their greens.
Yes.
The mean green is awesome, and I love it that they don't overdo it.
I love their salads. They're delicious.
614-292-8513. If you have a question for my guest, Faith Durand, executive editor of Kitchen, and the co-author of The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. I should keep reminding everyone, it's the James Beard Award-winning book. Faith Durand is our guest this hour. She's right here in Columbus. We try to keep things local as often as we can, and it gets easier and easier and easier as more and more people in Columbus are doing important things around the country and around the world. We're offering her book that she co-authored as a thank you gift. This thank you gift is an extension of the conversation we're having today, of conversations we've had in the past. If you enjoy listening to All Sides, but especially enjoy shows we do about cooking, then this is a great time to become a member. Show that this is the type of show you appreciate from All Sides by making a pledge right now. For $10 a month as a sustainer, get the book, The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And this is an amazing book. It's a hardcover book, beautifully illustrated with color photographs throughout, full of amazing and inspiring pictures and recipes, and not just recipes of food, but also, not just pictures of food, but also photographs of kitchens. And why is that important, Faith, to show people real kitchens in real people's homes?
I think we can sometimes have this fantasy in our heads, right? If my kitchen was just a little bit bigger, if it was just a little bit nicer, if I had a little more counter space, all those things can certainly help. But in the end, people make great food in tiny kitchens. You can see this in restaurants all over the world, just tiny, tiny little kitchens that produce amazing food. And I think it's helpful to see how other people cook in spaces from small to large, and also the solutions that they've created, from storage to where they keep their spices, to the kind of things they have in their pantry. I find that really inspiring.
Thanks to Angela Young and Joseph Thomas and Columbus for your support of All Sides and of 89.7 NPR News. We appreciate your support. You can visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 to show your support. It's funny. The script for the this show today, as far as the thank you gifts go and stuff, brings up the smoked salmon deviled eggs.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
You know,
Those are amazing.
Drove it, so she picked it for me.
Yeah.
So amazing. I love deviled eggs. Can't go wrong deviled eggs. But after a while doing the same old, same old, there's ways to spice them up.
Yeah, those are one of Sarah Kate's recipes, and she tested them when she was here in Columbus. Like, we did all this testing at my house.
What fun.
And it was so, I just still remember, like, eating one of those. They're just so good.
Just a little bit of saltiness, and there's also a tip for the perfect hard-boiled egg. And if people think that seems, I mean, that's why this book is so great, is because it's for everybody.
Yeah, and there's a huge range of, I think it's a great gift for someone who's just trying to get back to basics in the kitchen, or a new graduate, or someone.
A wedding gift, a shower gift.
Yeah, anybody who's sort of setting up a new household or just trying to figure out their own style in the kitchen. You know, at the kitchen, a big part of our philosophy, as you asked earlier, is not about giving prescriptions. We're not about saying, cook this way, or you have to do this. We're all about equipping people with the tools so you can make the decisions to eat the way you want to. That I'm all about that. You can eat as healthy or as, you know, unhealthy, quote unquote. You get to decide what you would like to eat.
And how to do it in the best possible way,
whatever works for you, whatever gets you in the kitchen and sitting around the table more often is great.
There are several recipes for cakes and frosting, and there's also a tip on how to successfully frost a cake. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it. Yeah, I go for the rustic look.
With crumbs interspersed.
Yeah, it still tastes great.
You like to flip through it still?
I do. I still flip through, and I cook out of it. I mean, this really has a lot of recipes that are my go-to basics.
It includes a lot of comments from your readers, too, on the kitchen, the website.
Yeah, we wanted to get the reader voice in there as much as we could. Obviously, the website and the book are different formats, but the more we can incorporate the voices of our readers, the better.
We have an email from Marty who asks, does Faith ever do cooking classes here in town? If not, I would certainly love her to offer them sometime.
Oh, that's very sweet. Mm-hmm. I have in the past a little bit at the North Market, and I might again. I'm the parent of a newborn, so my life is a little bit more constrained right now. I'm doing a little less than I used to. But that's great to know that you would enjoy that.
Do you, when you've done cooking classes, are they usually people who are really familiar in the kitchen, or are you, or what do you like to teach?
I've taught a lot of different things. I have two other cookbooks, one on casseroles and one on no-bake desserts, so pudding and no-bake cakes. And so I've taught both of those. I've taught some basic home cooking types of things. I don't know. I really enjoy actually talking about casseroles, of all things. I think it's really fun, and there's just this everlasting appeal.
Remember that show we did on casseroles? Yeah.
Yeah. They never get old. I thought that book, would be long forgotten, but people still come up to me and say, oh, I cook out of that book. I'm like, oh, great. Okay.
Well, you have some great casseroles in this book.
Yes, this one got some good stuff in it.
I'm trying to see if I can find one of them.
Yeah,
that I
the
pasta casserole with broccoli and Gouda cheese.
Yes, that's just a fantastic weeknight meal. All in one pan. And that one's vegetarian as well. Mm-hmm. I think pasta casseroles are really great for vegetarian eating. You can just feel so indulgent and yet so vegetable driven at the mm-hmm. same time. You can pack so many vegetables into a casserole and it's just delicious.
You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and we need to hear from you right now. Support the conversations we bring to you every day. I look forward to Pledge Drive, personally. Some people think it's something that, it must be harder somehow. No, it's a lot of fun because I get to bring in my favorite guests throughout the year to talk about the things I love to talk about and have fun doing it, and also have fun connecting with the listeners and hearing what matters to you. And I know that when you pick up the phone or go online and make that pledge right now, I know you're telling me that this is something that's important to you, that these kind of shows are important to you. We're talking to each other. So we work hard to bring you conversations with interesting people, and those conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour, like I'm doing with Faith Durand right now. We bring experts into the studio, and we have a talk show that's truly local. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get the book, The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. It includes a guide to organizing and maintaining your kitchen. It includes dozens of brand new and classic recipes that you will want to make again and again. Take it from me. This book won the James Beard Award for General Cooking. That's incredible. You can get this great book as our way of saying thank you for supporting your public radio station. $10 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. Faith Durand, what kind of feedback did you get from people about this book? I'm curious.
Oh, I mean, we've had great feedback on it. I mean, I think a lot of our readers really loved having most of the recipes in this book are new, but we did pull some favorites from the site into the book. And I think some of our readers really loved having some of those kind of big hits all mm-hmm. in one place and freshly photographed. And we've just heard from a lot of people that it's really new and fresh to have not just recipes, but a lot of conversation about the real work of cooking. You know, a recipe is just the beginning. There's so much else that goes into good cooking. You have to shop. You have to plan. You have to figure out what to do with that head of lettuce that's about to turn brown. I mean, there's so many skills go into cooking that go beyond recipes. And we're really trying to touch on as many of those as we could as well in this book.
Waste is a big problem for a lot of people, especially with smaller families or just one or two people in the household. What are your recommendations for living like that?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I mean, not eating out every night.
Yeah, I think it's hard. I think it's a huge challenge in cooking. And my eyes can be bigger than my stomach at the grocery store. I'll go and I'll be like, oh, that looks beautiful. And that produce looks great and I'll take it home. And then a week later, it's a puddle. So, you know, I think I've seen people adopt different habits. One big thing that I do is I keep a whiteboard next to my fridge. And when I come home from the grocery store, I write down all the meals I'm going to make with everything I bought. Another thing I've done in the past is I put my grocery receipt right on the front of the fridge with a magnet and highlight things I think might be in a special danger of rotting if I don't get to them quickly. And again, it's just this vision. You're trying to make it easy for yourself to remember and using little visual aids for that. Those are the two biggest things that have helped me.
I actually do forget sometimes that I have something in there. I forget that I've purchased the mushrooms or the salmon. I mean, it actually happens. And because it gets shoved back and you forget. Those are some great ideas for remembering. Also, we got a Vitamix. And so now this morning I had some leftover cucumber from something and I just threw it in there. And what the heck, you know, in our morning smoothie.
Yeah, smoothie is a great catch-all for all the little scraps of greenery and fruit. And a green smoothie can absorb so many things. One of our editors was talking about how much she loves fresh fennel in her smoothies. Mm. So, I mean, even things you wouldn't think would go in one can be really, really great.
I'm hoping I'll find a real good use for my sorrel.
Oh,
I love to grow,
wonderful,
but I'm not real good at using the sorrel. It's out in the garden.
I love sorrel. It's not very easily found. You kind of have to find it from someone who's growing.
Okay, well, next time.
Bring me some sorrel,
Anne. A big bunch of sorrel.
It's so lemony. That would be so good in a smoothie.
It is. Exactly. I always love a chunk of lemon in everyone. Thanks, Bethany Kintzlinger in Westerville, for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. Come on, everybody. Pitch in. Help us out. Show your support. Tell us what matters to you. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you have a question or comment for Faith Durand. If you want to show that support, then call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The first half of the book is all about how to pursue a comfortable kitchen. What do you mean by a comfortable kitchen?
A comfortable kitchen is one that you just enjoy cooking in. And that could be a huge kitchen. It could be a tiny kitchen. It could be, you know, sort of a rundown kitchen. I've cooked in some tough kitchens back in my apartment days. But as long as you're comfortable and you know where everything is, you can put your hands on things easily and you can have fun cooking there, then it's comfortable.
Spices are a big problem for a lot of people. It takes up a whole cupboard of mine, and I'm still searching for them all the time. I don't have one of those big, huge drawers where you can pull it out and just see it all in front of you. I wish I did, but I don't, and I probably never will. How do you keep all the spices organized?
I keep them in a drawer, but not a huge drawer. I have a little drawer, and I use mason jars. So I use mason jars, and I label the top of them so I can just look right down at them. And I think one key with spices that a lot of people don't realize is that you don't have to buy a jar of spices. If you need something for a recipe, there are a lot of places like Whole Foods, some other gourmet grocery
stores. Fresh Time
does
it too.
Yeah, you can just go and get them in bulk.
At the North Market.
Yes. I love the spice store at the North Market. Yep. It's wonderful. So you can just go. If you need a tablespoon or a teaspoon for a recipe, just go and get a couple teaspoons and keep it in a little bowl on your countertop and see if you like it or if you think you'll use it again. But it's those jars of spices we bought for one recipe and never get through that really can clutter up the cupboard.
And then they do lose their potency.
They do. they do. You don't want to have spices around for 15 years.
Right.
I might have done that.
That's one way I clear out my cupboard is I just go through and I clear them out. But yeah, I mean, the idea of just going somewhere to get a tablespoon of a spice is, it sounds nice, but a lot of people won't do it.
That's true. That's really true. It's something to keep in the back of your head. If you're shopping already somewhere and you notice they have a bulk spice section, you know, it's one way to avoid that waste of that whole jar. And it's actually, the other motivating factor is it's way, way cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, these jars are like $10 of spices. You can go get just a little bit for 80 cents.
Right. Good point. What are your most loved kitchen tools?
Oh, my goodness. So many things. Let's see. Well, I love our cocktail tools, and I didn't get to, you know, enjoy those for about 9 months while I was pregnant. So I have a renewed love of them now. My husband makes some really great cocktails. He makes a great margarita. Actually, it's the same margarita, I believe, that's in this book. It's
okay.
This quote-unquote pure margarita. You don't put orange in it, which some people think is—
Not even orange liqueur?
No, no orange. Some people think it's anathema, but I love it. It's really good tequila, a little bit of agave, and a lot of lime, and a little bit of water. I love it. It's my favorite.
Well, I would imagine the agave gives it a little of the sweetness that the orange
yes,
might.
Yes, a little sweetness. And you have to use really good tequila. The tequila flavor is very forward in that. My husband actually made one of those last night. It was very needed. it was excellent. But yeah, other tools. I mean, I love the tools I use the most in my kitchen. I do use my lemon juicer a lot because I use lemon in almost everything. Mm-hmm. I use my zesters. But a lot of my tools are very basic, and there are things that are actually quite inexpensive. So the things I use the most would be my sheet pans and my really big mixing bowls, both of which I buy at the restaurant supply store. They're not fancy. They're like $6, $7 each for mm-hmm. both of those.
Mm-hmm. You said you're baking sheets.
Yes.
What's special about those? The big kind of jelly roll pans?
Yeah, they're big jelly roll pans. You get them at the restaurant supply store. They're very, very heavy, so yeah. They never warp. They never bend. They're indestructible. They hold heat really well, and they're really inexpensive. And if you need them to be nonstick, I just put parchment on them or whatever. But yeah, and they're just all the same size, so they all stack up really neatly in mm-hmm. in my kitchen cupboard.
Yeah, we talked last time, I think, about reusable parchment paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That stuff is nice.
What is it? I mean, how does it work?
I don't know. I think it's coated with, it must be coated with something.
You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We know the what. We don't always know the why here, but we do ask. If you have a question or comment for my guest, Faith Durand, she's executive editor of Kitchen and co-author of The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. Give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to wosu.org to make your show of support right now. You can also call 1-866-897-9678. Lots of options. I don't want to confuse you, but I do want to encourage you that this is our spring membership drive, and now's the time to show your support for All Sides with Dan Fisher, for 89.7 NPR News. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get this great book, The Kitchen Cookbook. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And just let me give you some list of stuff. We've got a list of stuff here about the book that you should know. 150 recipes, 50 essential cooking school techniques. Learn how to set up and organize and stock your kitchen so it meets your needs. Makes you happy to be there. This book is a James Beard Award-winning book. It's full of dozens and dozens of beautiful photos. Learn how to make sweet potato and caramelized onion hash. Try color slaw with lime dressing, cookies, cakes, drinks, including margaritas, and more. In Chapter 1, you learn how to set up your kitchen. In Chapter 4, how to stock your pantry. In Chapter 6, dozens of essential recipes. Learn to make slow cooker lemon garlic chicken and no-bake banana and peanut butter caramel icebox cake. Everything is written in a very clear way. With easy-to-follow directions, this book will inspire you to cook. They don't dish up the James Beard Awards for any old book. Use it to learn to cook or to find creative and easy ways to feed your family. If you want to learn more about it, get a picture, get a look at it, you can go to our website at WOSU.org/allsides. If you want to make your show of support, you can probably see a picture of it there too at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. The potato squash and goat cheese gratin is awesome. I keep making it. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's such a
How do you decide what goes in?
Well, that particular recipe is an old favorite from the site. We picked a few, couple dozen recipes, I think, that we were like, people just love this so much, we have to include it. And that was just an old favorite. I mean, it's that's so easy. I think that gratin is a great example of a casserole that's also very fresh. You just slice these vegetables and throw them together and bake them. And it's a wonderful side dish.
One of the things I like is how simple some of the recipes are. And those are some of my favorites. I've never... Call me crazy. I never thought of roasting shrimp before.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought you had to boil it with the, you know, the shrimp spices and blah, 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 blah. And I've done the roasted shrimp now several times over the holidays. I did it and just tossing it with a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and then roasting it for like 2 minutes and it's done.
It's so easy. It's very reliable and it gives a little more flavor to the shrimp, I think.
And what did I, there's a sauce that you... had to go with it.
Was I think it was just kind of a, it was like a homemade
horseradish,
sauce. Yeah. Yeah.
And another one I made was the baked little potatoes.
Uh-huh. With the bacon.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Those are a big, people love those.
I mean, it's just so easy.
Yeah. Those are so good.
But so good. So you have to see the book if you want to know what we're talking about. Next, going back to the kitchen issue, you write about the kitchen triangle and how important it is when creating a kitchen. Why is that? What is the triangle and why is it important?
I mean, that's been sort of a classic. That's been a very classic approach to setting up an efficient kitchen. You want all of your main work zones within so many steps of each other. Obviously, not every kitchen is set up in that ideal way. But it's just something to think about as you're looking for a kitchen or if you're putting an island in your kitchen. Sometimes the smaller kitchens are actually the more efficient ones. I've had friends move into larger spaces and say, oh, I miss my little kitchen where everything was at arm's reach, you know. And so there's a lot to be said for efficiency and setting up the places you're going to reach for most frequently in your cooking space.
What do you do if you can't control your kitchen design? What are some ways that you can make a pre-existing space work for you?
I mean, of course, some kitchens, it's just like, it's tough. There's no way you can do it. You know, my sister is in a teeny little kitchen, you know, it's just one wall. But she went to IKEA and bought a really slim island to go against the other wall. And so she has storage there and a few other things. And, you know, you can find relatively inexpensive pieces like that to give you more work surface. I think that's one of the first things. An island is the answer to almost every kitchen woe, an IKEA kitchen island. But then I think also just being really creative, thinking, do I need to store this in the kitchen? Can I store it in my dining room? Or, this is famous chef who lived in this tiny apartment in Paris, and he stored his ice cream maker under his bed. You can get creative with things like that.
Better than a gallon of vodka, I suppose. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our spring membership drive, and your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. These programs, like All Sides, are paid for with listener support. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Faith Durand. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. 9678. Make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer and get the book, The Kitchen Cookbook. It has 150 recipes, 50 essential techniques, learn 10 smart storage solutions for any kitchen, learn how to choose good cookware, learn how to care for your kitchen. Support all sides and get this great thank you gift for $10 a month. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. One of the things I do, Faith Duran, is I store a lot of my cookbooks down in my basement now because I have so many.
Oh my goodness.
But the kitchen's up on my counter. With a lot of other great cookbooks that I've been privileged to interview the authors, the authors and so forth, and really dig into them and get to know them. But this is just a good basic cookbook that even somebody with lots of books can enjoy and appreciate.
Oh, that's an honor, Anne. I thank you for that.
That's awesome. Okay. It's getting kind of ragged looking, though.
That's the best. A kitchen, a cookbook should look a little battered. That's a sign of a badge of honor.
This old Betty Crocker cookbook that I have that I go to a lot for my Christmas cookie recipes, the pages are so thin. I mean, I think I need to laminate them or something and just cut them out to save them.
The best cookbooks have the pages sort of sticking together at key spots where you've been many times.
Exactly where to go to.
I have a lot of cookbooks as well, as you might imagine, and I had to just really go through and get rid of a lot of them. Yeah. I just donated like 10 boxes to the commissary. I just said, come get them because I don't have the space for them anymore.
There's a cookbook exchange at the Worthington Farmers Market that I've thought about doing a dump at. But I'm afraid if I do that, then I'll just pick up
more. Yeah, very dangerous.
But there's nothing like a good cookbook, right? So everybody out there, for $10 a month at the sustainer level, we want to say thank you with the Kitchen Cookbook. So get on the horn, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that show of support right now. Thanks to Diana Novak and Powell for your support. We appreciate it so much. And it matters when it comes in when we're on the air, which we are right now. It matters because it's sending the message that this is what matters to you. And I know it does. I know you love the cooking shows. I remember we had a lady call us when we did our annual holiday cookie show. And she goes, I wait all year long for the holiday cookie show. Well, so do I. And I'm glad that people out there enjoy those kind of shows. This is the time to show your support and tell us that it's what you care about. Now, give what you can, give what you can afford. But if you can manage the $10 a month as a sustainer, we'd like to say thank you with the Kitchen Cookbook, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And Ann in Clintonville, you're on the air. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Faith and Ann. I have been pondering the question you asked Faith earlier about what her favorite tools in the kitchen were.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose among mine, and perhaps being vegan has some influence on this, is a little hand peeler, that very original hand peeler, which is a little Mighty Mouse, my processor, and above all, sharp knives. There is nothing like having sharpened knives in a kitchen.
Amen. And any good cookbook makes an issue of that, as do you, Faith Durand.
Yes, a sharp knife is, you just can't do anything without it.
It's dangerous not to have them sharpened.
That's right. That's absolutely true.
How do you keep yours sharp?
Me? Anne?
Mm-hmm. Anne.
I have a sharpener, and I sharpen knives. So,
you just do it.
I just do it. Mm-hmm. And I do them periodically, even whether I think about it, and I just do them all. And when I get to the sharpener, and then I, every maybe 3 months.
How do you know, Anne, when a knife is going dull?
You can bounce off a carrot. but it just, you feel it. You feel it when it doesn't slice through easily. And it should go very easily so that you shouldn't have to fight the material.
Yeah, just a little bit of drag or resistance and you can tell. Like, oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Anne, thank you for your call.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate
it. Thank you for the program.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to call in and chat, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Marie Hennessy in Columbus for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher. Appreciate it. We have an email from Barry. He said, here is a question for us single guys who cook little. Is there a cookbook that makes small to medium portions, makes things with 6 to 7 ingredients, uses basic ingredients, no truffle butter and other nonsense, no machinery needed like beaters and blenders?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, that's the
You need a knife, Barry.
That's the holy grail of cookbooks, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I don't have any. I mean, Anne, you're the one with so many cookbooks. Do any come? I know that there are certainly cookbooks out there that focus on that.
Well,
I just don't.
There are, but I think that the Kitchen Cookbook does a good job of giving you a lot of options.
I hope so.
There's
I didn't want to say
mean,
so.
Barry,
yes,
Barry, do you have a knife? You know, do you have a knife, Barry? That's number one thing you need. You need to be able to slice stuff.
Yes, you need a good knife.
You need a good cutting surface.
And I think
a good bowl.
A good bowl, you know, like I said, the sheet pans I think are always a good thing to have. In terms of serving sizes too, I mean, I think small serving size recipes are often found in very family friendly cookbooks. I have a friend who wrote a cookbook, and this is going to, so I, obviously this doesn't sound intuitive for a single guy, but I have a friend who wrote a book called The Nap Time Chef, and it's all about recipes you can make during nap time, which is of new interest to me. But often books like that are really focused towards families and very quick family cooking are fairly slimmed down and also not huge portions because you assume, you know, it's a couple with one baby or something like that. So,
yeah, but Barry, I'm telling you, there's some really easy recipes in this thing. It's just like I said, roasting shrimp. Like, you get as much shrimp as you want, and you wash it off, and you dry it, and you toss it in some olive oil with some salt and pepper, and you stick it in the oven for 2 minutes. Heavens to Betsy. And then there's a sauce to go with it, which has 2 ingredients in it. There's a lot of things in this book that are just 4 or 5 or 6 ingredients, or 1 or 2 or 3 ingredients. And plus, I mean, Barry, don't you want to learn how to cook? Don't you want to learn when you do need a mixer or something like that? I know you don't want to drag one around necessarily, but this is the book to get. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call, Barry. And I cut things in half too. If it's a recipe that serves 12, I'll try to, you know, break it down.
Yeah, and a lot of recipes too. You know, you can start seeing recipes that can be frozen easily. Most pasta sauces, for instance, I'll never make a small batch of pasta sauce. I'll make a huge batch of ragu and then I portion it out and freeze it. You can use the slow cooker to finish cooking it, so it can be very hands off. And then you just have these little gifts in the freezer, little presents to yourself down the road of easy meals.
But you can, with just one fry pan, make a great sauce.
Yes.
For just 1 or 2 people.
Yes.
No problem. No problemo. And Barry, call in if you want. The number is 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our spring membership drive, and your support pays for the programs you listen to every single day. Maybe you listen to All Sides all the time. If you do, then you know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics from news of the day to long-term trends. You're going to be hear about it on this show. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. To support local programming that is truly local, like Faith Durand. She is executive editor of Kitchen, which is a website that hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people use all the time. But she's right here in Clintonville, and we bring her on the show on a regular basis. If something, this kind of thing, this kind of local programming is only going to happen on public radio. So go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and show your support right now at the $10 sustainer level per month. We'd like to say thank you with the Kitchen Cookbook, recipes, kitchens, and tips to inspire your cooking. Faith Duran is co-author of that James Beard Award-winning book. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And Christian in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Christian.
Hi. I was calling to say that you had the gentleman who emailed in about cookbooks for people who don't want to have more than five ingredients and don't have any kitchen equipment.
Yeah, Barry.
Yeah. So I found that the best cookbooks for that kind of thing are college cookbooks, because the assumption is you're like cooking in a dorm room.
Oh, I've never heard of that genre of
When I went to college, we didn't really have anything in the kitchen that we could use, and we all, like 12 of us, shared like a knife, a pot, and a pan, and that was it. So I found that if you look in some cookbooks for like going to college cookbooks, they're all like four ingredients, 15 minutes, and no utensils.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is good. Thank you, Christian.
Yeah, no problem.
Have you moved on, though, from those days?
Yeah, so I only ever did that for my first year of college, and then I got tired of food that I thought was a little boring, so I splurged and bought proper equipment.
All right, yay you. Thanks, Christian.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Let's see, Janet and Bexley. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Ann. I'm on the same note. I thought this guy might be interested in a book I've never actually used. We keep it in our bathroom, but it is actually called A Man, Can, and a Plan. And it's simply opening like the main meal is, or the whole meal is based on one popular canned good, and then like several other ingredients that you add, and you create a meal.
Okay. Janet and Bexley, A man, a can, and a plan.
A can and a plan. That's right.
And you keep it in the
bathroom.
Okay.
I have to look that one up. That's awesome.
Janet, okay. It's nice to know you're out there. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you, Amy Tate and Monica Williamson in Columbus. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher. Appreciate it. The book includes five of what you term kitchen meditations.
Yes.
Tell us what that's about and why that was important to you to include in the book.
That was a format. Dana Velden, who wrote those, she wrote that column on the kitchen website for a long time. She's a former monk and she lives in San Francisco, and she just has this wonderful mindful approach to thinking about the kitchen as a source of pleasure and of centeredness. And we really wanted to bring that voice into the book. A lot of cookbooks can be so just functional and utilitarian and driving us to do more and more and more. But the kitchen should also be a place where you feel like you can rest. And that was the intention of those. They're really beautiful. I hope everyone who has this book has a chance to read them.
You just wrote something that I thought was interesting, how to clean your kitchen in an hour. It was actually in October that you wrote it. And you go from 0 to 5, how to get started, 5 to 20. I mean, how did you conceive that? Do you remember?
Let's see. I think, was that from an interview? I think I was talking back and forth with somebody about that, or we wrote it together. I mean, cleaning a kitchen in an hour, I think, you know, it's all about focusing on the majors and not worrying about the minors, right?
But it's important to have a clean kitchen.
Of course, yes, absolutely. I feel a little bit embarrassed talking about clean kitchens because my husband really does most of the cleaning in the kitchen.
Someone has to.
He's so great. He's washed all the pans for all my cookbooks. He's done all the dishes for them. He never wants me to do a casserole cookbook again. That was the worst. He's like, let's never do that again. I'm like, no problem.
How many casserole cookbooks do you have?
I was like, 225 casserole recipes. He's over those dishes. He's a pro at 9x13.
God, love him.
I know. He's fantastic.
But the kitchen and the countertops and the surfaces and stuff, it is important to keep them clean. I know
of course,
a lot of people,
yes.
I know there is a bug going around, so I'm not accusing anybody with the flu bug, the intestinal flu bug lately of not having a clean kitchen. But a lot of times, you know, intestinal problems are caused by foodborne
illnesses. You want to keep your surfaces clean, of course. Yeah. And just, you know, try to wipe them down every night. I keep a little spray bottle under my sink of soapy, you know, really kind of intensive soapy water that I use to spray down my countertops and then, you know, wipe them with the clean dish rag. You know, you don't have to do anything complicated. But yes, I think keeping a clean countertop, it's also really good for the soul to go to bed at night and feel like, ah, they're wiped down. There's a mental value to it as well.
Getting up in the morning's a little bit easier when the kitchen is clean, right? So you actually never clean the kitchen. So did you have to interview your husband to do this?
Oh, I clean the kitchen too.
Okay.
I can manage in a pinch.
When you think about when you've talked to people about what they struggle with in the kitchen, what do you hear most often?
I think the biggest struggle for people is just it's the plan. I think most people can follow a recipe. You know, they might feel like they're lacking some basic skills. Like, it's always interesting to watch people do recipes and what's dice, you know, dicing something. You kind of have to keep those things in mind when you write recipes, that there's a wide range of skills and familiarity with terminology. But on the other hand, I think still the giant issue is planning. What do I eat for dinner? How do I cook dinner day in and day out? How do I stop spending half my paycheck on takeout? I think that trying to find just get your rhythm and your pace of cooking in a way that works for you and your budget and your lifestyle. I think that's the whole enchilada, so to speak. That's the hard thing. And so at the kitchen, we really, I think we're trying to find more and more ways, creative ways to teach and inspire people to meal plan. And, you know, how do you even start? Where do you start for yourself? That to me is the fun part of writing about food. It's those practical ways of how food actually enters into our lives, not the kind of wonky, oh, this food and that food, but how do you actually make food, good food, the way you want to eat it, fit with the lifestyle you want to lead?
When I shop, I don't make a plan when I go to the grocery store necessarily. I mean, sometimes, of course, I do. I have something in particular I know I'm going to make, but I go and I buy what looks good. Same at the farmer's market. I mean, particularly farmer's market season, I go and buy what looks good. Then I go home and in one of my 5,000 cookbooks, plus my complete index of 15 years of Bon Appetit and Cooks Illustrated.
That's awesome.
I find what fits the rest, you know, what fits the ingredients I have.
Yeah. That takes time, though. I mean, that's a luxury to have that kind of time.
It's stupid crazy.
No, it's your hobby, you know, and I think for some people, food is more, they have more of that luxury of time. Others don't. I'm finding that now all of a sudden I need to make recipes fit into units of what I call nap time units. And, suddenly things change very fast. You're like, I don't have time to cook the bacon. There's no bacon going in this casserole today. She's waking up. So. It changes.
It sure does. Thanks to Mary Heckler in Pataskala and Jana Brandon in Columbus. Also, Susan Drum in Lancaster. We have just about 10 minutes remaining. Let's get 10 more gifts, 10 more pledges. I hope all of you took advantage of our $10 a month sustainer gift so that we can send you the Kitchen Cookbook. That's what we're talking about today with Faith Duran. She's executive editor of The Kitchen online and also co-author of a new book, of many books, but including The Kitchen Cookbook. Recipes, kitchens, and tips to inspire your cooking. All Sides works hard every day to bring you an interesting content. Every Tuesday, you hear Tech Tuesday, an hour discussion about the latest technology news and newest gadgets. On Wednesday, you hear Wellness Wednesday, an hour of programming dedicated to the latest in medical news and tips on exercise and whenever I can squeeze it in, cooking. Perhaps you listen every Monday for our reporter roundtable discussing the latest news in Columbus and at the State House and at the national level. All Sides brings you programs to help you with your finances, programs to tell you important news happening in Columbus, shows that introduce you to interesting authors. If these types of discussions are important to you, then now is the time. Now's the time to make a pledge of support. You call right now, help pay for All Sides in the months to come. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Susan in Columbus and Alan Baker in Columbus. 8 to go. 1-866-897-9678. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer, we'll send you Faith Duran's book, The Kitchen Cookbook. It's a James Beard Award-winning book. It includes 150 recipes, 50 essential cooking techniques. It will inspire you to cook. It inspires me to cook, and I'm a cookbook fanatic. It'll help you set up, organize, and stock your kitchen, too. That's $10 a month as a sustainer, withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. It's a lot to ask Faith to tear her away from her brand new three-month-old little angel, by the way, to come here and talk to us. But she readily does. She gladly does. I'm sure it has something to do with the fact that you support your local radio station.
Absolutely.
Local public radio station.
Absolutely.
1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And you've written that you put in recipes with a busy person in mind here.
Totally. Because aren't we all busy?
Right.
I mean, not many people have the time. I think that there is something so sexy and smart about quick cooking. I think a lot of – you can kind of get the sense from some – cooking publications that it's something a little beneath them to talk about quick cooking or easy cooking.
But I think
it's
a lot of them are getting smart,
dumbing
now.
Down. I yeah. hope so, because mm-hmm. let's face it, we all need to put dinner on the table. And if you find a shortcut or a great meal that's easy for you to do, that is smart. That's cooking smart. It's not dumbing down cooking. It's cooking smart.
Thank you, Christine Castleman and Columbus, for your support. We have 7 to go now and just 5 minutes remaining. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This always gets my blood racing and it makes me hungry. You know, I have to sit here and talk about all of this. I can't eat in the studio. Get on the phone, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. We have just about a little less than 5 minutes remaining in the hour. You end the cookbook with a section called Gathering, and you write about gathering as an everyday event, not just a big deal.
Yeah, I think we all like having people at our table, don't
yeah.
we? It's
yeah.
great to just have people over casually. I have a lot of family in town. I'm the oldest of 8 kids. We try to have people over some, not as often as I would like. And I think it's great to have a few recipes or just even little tips like the roasted shrimp, like you were saying, that make it really easy to feed people good food.
But special. Just about 4 minutes remaining now and 7 to go, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. It is our spring membership drive right now, and that's why I'm talking to you this way. I'm asking you to show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher, for 89.7 NPR News. If it's something you listen to all the time, give what you can. If you can manage the $10 at the sustaining $10 a month as a sustainer, our thank you gift to you is the Kitchen Cookbook, co-written by Faith Durand, my guest here in the studio today. But otherwise, just give what you can. Think about what you get out of this station, what you get from this show every day or whenever you listen to it. Maybe you're driving around right now. Maybe a lot of people tell me, they sort of apologetically tell me, well, I listen in the car. That's when a lot of people listen, is when they're in the car. That's okay. Pull over and call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Seriously, this is an opportunity to tell us what you care about. When you do call in to show that support, when you go online to show your support, we'd also love to hear your comments about what you think about 89.7 NPR News, what you think about All Sides, what matters to you. At $7 a month, you get the member card. It's good for discounts at lots of restaurants. So if you really absolutely have to eat out. And I love to eat out. Who doesn't, right, Faith?
That's right.
Our member card is a valuable asset for any public radio supporter. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have just about 3 minutes to go. So show that support right now. 1-866-897-9678. And you do have a shopping list for appliances, for things to buy. You have some really practical lists for people that they can check off. People like Barry, who, as he's working his way into the life of a person who's mature in a kitchen, he can give them something to shoot for.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's nice to upgrade your arsenal with just one great new tool. It can really change the way you cook.
Okay. So, Barry, check that out. 1-866-897-9678. We have just 2 minutes left. Thanks to Eva McVeigh in Columbus for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. It is our spring membership drive. We have just 2 minutes left to go and six pledges left for that 2 minutes. I know we can make it. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Faith Durand, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Ann.
Delight as always. We'll have you on again, I hope, and see more pics of the new baby. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's Faith Durand. She's executive editor of The Kitchen and co-author of The Kitchen Cookbook, Recipes, Kitchens, and Tips to Inspire Your Cooking. It's our gift to you at the $10 a month sustainer level. Go to 1-866, call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for All Sides, for 89.7, and show it at whatever level you can afford. Live within your means and keep living with us every day. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks to everybody for listening today and for your support. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station. It's a service of WOSU Public Media. And thank you.